Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 38. Are there any cons to self-love? Week 6 mantra is, I remain curious about my self-love practice. Hello, and we're back. We're on our halfway through our week of a self-love reset. We're really breaking down the steps to resetting your self-love one by one. And we are today going to deconstruct what we came up with yesterday. So a note about deconstruction, if you're not a literary analysis major, maybe you're not familiar with the term or the concept, but deconstructing is not tearing something down. It's not destructing, right? It's not destructive. Deconstructing is really looking at something from all its different angles and separating it into pieces that you can investigate. And it necessitates a willingness to maybe flip things on their head, to look at a side of something that you haven't thought about before. It necessitates a willingness to challenge preconceived notions. So it's sort of like playing devil's advocate to, in this case, to your own ideas. Sometimes we deconstruct other texts, especially if you're a literary analysis major, like I once was. And in this case, we're going to deconstruct our own ideas, specifically the definition of self-love that we came up with yesterday. Now, as noted, everyone's definition of self-love is likely different because our experiences are different, our personalities are different, our needs and wants are different. So you should have your own definition in mind, and you can do this later with your own definition, or you can do it alongside me now if you have the time and space. Or you can just listen as I deconstruct my own definition, and then you can do it later on your own. With the definition that you came up with. So again, we're breaking this reset process down into steps so we can go through them. But generally, if you were doing a reset, you could do it like in a day. You wouldn't have to take a whole week. You could do it in a day. You could do it in an hour. It's really just a process that involves making sure your self-love practice is still beneficial to you and is still doing what you want it to do. Okay, so the definition I came up with yesterday was sort of like a mantra definition, but when I love myself, I am compassionate toward myself and I show myself care. So I give myself compassion and I show myself care. Those were the two facets of self-love for me. So one question to ask is this definition doing what it's supposed to do? Or are the parts of this definition the actual actions, not the definition itself, but is showing myself care and giving myself compassion? One way to deconstruct that would be to say, is that all self-love is? Or is there more that I'm not considering? It could be to say, you know, take either one of those parts, compassion or self-care, and dig into those and flip them upside down and all around. And it could also, deconstructing could also consist of pitting those two things against each other and seeing what's their relationship? Is there some sort of balance there? Is it a cause and effect? What's the relationship between those two things? And that's a pretty easy place to start as far as deconstructing, because even just given the way that I kind of came up with the definition, compassion showed up first and then self-care showed up next. So to me, that indicates there's sort of a cause and effect relationship, that one follows the other. So it's almost because I am showing myself compassion, then I give myself care. So that would work too. So it holds up as a definition in that regard. As far as putting the two kind of side by side and seeing how they stack up, I think if I was deconstructing this, well, I guess I am deconstructing it, right? So what I could do is think about the way these two things are happening in my life right now, and if there's some sort of imbalance that I want to try to correct or address or even notice. The interesting thing about this definition for me is that I'm really good at showing myself care, because I started practicing self-care a long time before I really knew what the motivation was. I just did it because it felt good, and I like to spoil myself. I'm very good at, sort of standing up for what I'm feeling, as far as like, well, I need to be alone right now, or I need to be with people right now. So I am good at listening to my body in that way and giving it what it needs. And I think we talked about this too, back when we were talking to really episode 2 of this podcast, talks about self-care and how a lot, you know, it's trendy. A lot of people are totally into self-care, and we're not going to discourage them from that. However, and this is a really good example of this, because once again, I'm very good at showing myself care, in quotes, as an activity, right? But as I stated in episode 2, if this isn't grounded in a motivation that is coming from a place of love, then it's not going to hold up. It's not going to stand the test of time. It's not going to last among all of the other trends that are coming and going, and it's not going to be pure the way love is. So maybe I am really good at showing my self-care, but at the same time, I feel guilty about it. Or maybe I'm good at showing my self-care, but I do it in a way that disrespects other people or hurts their feelings. So it's not pure the way we want our self-love relationship to be, unless I add in the compassion. Because remember, when you act with compassion, you cannot go wrong. It's a simple piece of advice, but so far I found it to be true, so I'm sticking with it. So I'm very good at showing myself care, but I'm not as good at showing myself compassion. It doesn't come as naturally to me, and that is indicative of a larger aspect of my personality that I desire to grow in, which is that it doesn't come naturally to me to show compassion to other people either. So that's something that that's an area I want to grow in. But what is true about these two things next to each other is that more compassion is going to equal, maybe not more care, but it's going to equal a deeper level of care. When I think about it in this way, it's just a reminder, as I'm resetting my self-love practice, it's just a reminder to really focus on the compassion piece, to elevate it, to check in with myself more about compassion, because the care part is coming naturally, right? So maybe I don't need to check in as much about that. I've got that down pat. But maybe I check in more often about the compassion piece. Is there a downside to self-love? This is another way we might deconstruct our definition. Is there a downside to showing myself compassion, giving myself care? So if I want to deconstruct my definition with sort of that lens, like, where's the negative? Where's the but? I think the only time a but would come in is if I wasn't doing the care with compassion, because for the reasons I mentioned, there are dangers involved whenever we act without authenticity and clarity, even if like we're trying to do something great. If we're not being authentic and clear and compassionate, then we could still go wrong. So I think the only downside in my definition is that imbalance that I'm seeing present. So not necessarily, you know, it's not a con as far as self-love goes. It's just a noticing as far as my definition and practice really of self-love goes. And if I just want to dig into that a little bit deeper and really deconstruct the downside of compassion, it's a false downside, but since it's something that I'm working on, maybe it can occasionally feel like a chore, or it can be frustrating. It can bring more, I'm not well versed in the practice, so maybe I make more mistakes. I let myself down more. And this really mirrors a self-love practice that's in its beginning stages, right? So I have to be compassionate with myself when I'm practicing compassion, right? How's that for it? That's like a perfect deconstruction because it's meta. But yeah, so not a downside. It's not a downside that I have to be compassionate towards myself. It's in that language and in that struggle that I'm placing on something that really, that I desire. I desire to feel compassion. I desire to give compassion. And I think I just have to remind myself when it starts feeling like a negative to give myself compassion, I just have to remind myself that, hey, you've been practicing this for a long time and you actually have improved. You actually have become more compassionate. And even though the story is, quote, compassion doesn't come naturally to me, end quote, it is becoming a more regular routine part of my life. So, pat on the back for that. And yeah, thanks for letting me go through the process. I absolutely love to deconstruct things, probably because I'm a Scorpio, or maybe it's just that rebel inside of me. But I'm happy to deconstruct anything with you at any point, especially the definition of self-love you came up with. Feel free to send me an email at wordsbyleely@gmail.com. And otherwise, I will see you. This episode of Self-Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our music and Jesse at Little Legends Design Studio for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.